Harry peered out of the window. It was getting dark. He could see mountains and forests under a deep purple sky. The train did seem to be slowing down. He and Ron took off their jackets and pulled on their long black robes. Ron's were a bit short for him. You could see his sneakers underneath them. A voice echoed through the train.
"We will be reaching Hogwarts in 5 minutes' time. Please leave your luggage on the train. It will be taken to the school separately."
Harry's stomach lurched with nerves, and Ron, he saw, looked pale under his freckles. They crammed their pockets with the last of the sweets and joined the crowd thronging the corridor. The train slowed right down and finally stopped. People pushed their way toward the door and out onto a tiny dark platform. Harry shivered in the cold night air. Then a lamp came bobbing over the heads of the students, and Harry heard a familiar voice.
First years, over here. All right there, Harry."
Hagrid's big hairy face beamed over the sea of heads.
"Come on, follow me. Any more first years? Mind your step now. First years, follow me."
Slipping and stumbling, they followed Hagrid down what seemed to be a steep, narrow path. It was so dark on either side of them that Harry thought there must be thick trees there. Nobody spoke much. Neville, the boy who kept losing his toad, sniffed once or twice.
"You'll get your first sight of Hogwarts in a sec," Hagrid called over his shoulder. "Just round this bend here."
There was a loud, "Oh!"